It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Education, economic development, and tax policy are among the focus issues of Commerce Lexington's 2015 local, state, and national public policy agenda. Tom Martin's conversation with the Chamber's Public Policy Committee Chair Carla Blanton deals with matters before the 2015 session of the Kentucky General Assembly.
Let's dive right into it. Local education and workforce development are high on this year's agenda. Why, and what is the legislature being asked to consider in these areas?
Well, as you know, workforce issues, training issues, having a workforce that has the skills and the training and the education to compete in the 21st century, to compete globally, is very important to businesses. It consistently comes back as our members' number one concern and question that they want to see addressed. So that's obviously a top priority for us. And really, a lot of what we're just asking for is the continuation of some things that we believe are important, such as the Common Core state standards, which help measure students' progress, but also helps ensure that the education that they're getting in the classroom translates into real-world, real-life experience, and that they're able to apply those principles and anything that they're learning in the classroom.
In the area of economic development, there's quite a laundry list in the agenda, but one of them rings familiar, as it also appears on the state chamber's list of priorities, and that is in the area of public-private partnerships. And if you could explain that first of all, and then tell us what sort of legislation is needed.
Sure. Well, a lot of it stems from a philosophy, and you'll see that throughout our policy statements, that obviously the world has changed. The money is not there in state government like it used to be. So we've got to think about how we can do things differently, creative ways that we can stretch our dollars and maximize that taxpayer dollar and impact. And so P3 is what it's the shorthand, but it's public-private partnerships. And it basically is allowing local and state governments to creatively work with private companies to build or manage or run various things that maybe had previously been under government purview. It could be a water treatment plant. It could be helping build a bridge. And so we want to make sure that it's something, that it's an option, if it makes sense for local and state governments to enter into a private partnership to get something built that maybe couldn't have normally been built. But we want to make sure that it makes sense from taxpayer perspective, that there's accountability and transparency so people know that their money is being spent wisely and that it's something that's going to be a benefit to the taxpayer.
Now, an issue that's been playing out locally in Lexington in recent months revolves around high-speed internet access. How should telecommunications law be addressed to make that happen?
Well, there, for the past few sessions, it's commonly come to be known as the AT&T bill. It would allow companies like AT&T, rather than having to continue to invest in old technology that fewer and fewer people have, landline phones, for example, they would be able to use that investment money for broadband. I think people would be surprised, but if they read a story in the Herald Leader fairly recently, that the speed of Lexington's internet service, that we rank 38th in Kentucky, 38th out of 96 cities where internet is available for in terms of speed. So it's something that Commerce Lexington gets asked about every day. The mayor's office gets asked about every day. So it's something that's important for Lexington as well as for the rest of the state, where maybe not only do they not have high-speed access, but according to the state data center, 50 to 60% of people in the rural areas of southern Kentucky, southeastern Kentucky, and northeastern Kentucky do not have internet service in their home at all.
Here are part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Commerce Lexington's Public Policy Committee Chair Carla Blanton next Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.